Mr. Vice President, we welcome Ecuador's engagement in the UPAR process. The UK strongly believes in a free media and freedom of expression and association. The organic law on communications introduced in 2013 continues to cause concern by restricting the activities of the media to report freely and is open to abuse and arbitrary application. It is important that civil society and human rights organizations and defenders have the right to operate and speak freely, and to engage with national and international organizations without interference nor hindrance. We urge Ecuador to apply the law in an equitable and balanced manner. The UK encourages Ecuador to ensure that the rights of indigenous people are respected and that they are consulted fully on projects that may impact on them. We have three recommendations. One, to align national laws and regulations on freedom of expression with international human rights standards. Two, to develop a national strategy to tackle modern slavery and contribute towards the realization of SDG 8.7, and as part of this, to ratify the 2014 ILO Protocol to the Forced Labour Convention 1930, and build law enforcement capability to further facilitate the investigation, prosecution, and conviction of human traffickers. And three, to adopt an open, merit-based selection process when selecting national candidates for UN treaty body elections. Thank you.